It's always a good thought. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen. We need to bow before him as our King and our Lord, our God, our Savior. And worship him, honor him, for he is our Lord, and he'll be our Lord for all of eternity. We're so glad that you're at Barbie's Grove this morning. Pray that God will bless you as you worship with us. If somebody's out in the parking lot or if somebody's listening later on the website, we're glad that you're always a part of the service. Same Holy Spirit speaks everywhere to all of us who are willing to listen. I think so often of the words of Jesus, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. You know, sometimes we as husbands, the wife's talking and we pretend that we're listening. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What did I just say? I have no clue. Now, I know none of you other husbands would do that like I did some in the past. But you know, the Lord is the same way. He's speaking and we're saying, And then we don't have a clue what the Lord really said. But if we've got ears to hear, we're listening to the Holy Spirit. And he'll speak wonderful, wonderful things to our hearts. Let's pray. Father, as we celebrate the birth of our Savior, thank you so much for your blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you that you so love the world that you sent your Son to be our Savior and our Lord. And Father, today we do want to come and adore you, the one who is high and lifted up, the one whose train fills the temple. Oh, how glorious you are. Father, we join the angels who are around the throne crying out, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. For truly you're holy, you're pure, you're loving, you're kind, you're gracious, you're merciful. And we adore you for all of your characteristics. We want you to know that you're welcome here today at Barbie's Grove. Speak to our hearts through what we sing, what we hear preached, through our prayers, through our fellowship with one another. May we enjoy your presence, and may we be pleasing unto you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Boy, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? And beginning to sound a lot like Christmas, because we're going to sing a lot about Christmas. And we're going to sing one now. It's a good old hymn of the church, but it's a good Christmas song as well. All of you almost probably know it by heart. Hark the herald angels sing. Let's all stand together and sing it together this morning.
Sing glory to
Remain standing for prayer, please. Stand for the doxology. Christmas, and I guess the time we turn around a couple times, it will be here. I have some announcements I want to share with you. First, in your bulletin, you have this little blue insert, and that's always good news. You get a blue or a pink one, it's good news in the bulletin. And anyway, it says, it's a boy, Ellis Gray Barbie, born December the 6th, 2025, 8 pounds, 5 ounces, 20.5 inches long. Proud parents, Luke and Keeley Barbie. Proud big brother, Ruxley Barbie. And proud grandparents, Philip and Heather Barbie, and Dennis and Carmen Solomon. Congratulations to the Barbie family. Amen. All right, let's look at our bulletins now as we all look together here. We're going to remind you that we have our Christmas bags here today. They'll be at the front or the back. Get you one when you leave, and if you've got a loved one at home that couldn't make it today, get a bag for them and make sure they have one. If you'll do that for sure. Okay. Next Sunday, we'll not have any evening services next Sunday. Now let's go to the youth and children Christmas program, and that's tonight, and it starts at 6 o'clock, right, Kath? Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock tonight. Let's be here in your places for that. Bring your favorite finger foods and desserts, and we'll all share together. And boy, I'm looking forward to that. I know that'll be good. And we're excited to have the program, and I know the children, the young people are ready to go, and we're ready to do it. Youth Children Christmas Party, join us on Children Christmas Party on Saturday, December the 20th, from 10:30 to 12, and we will have cookies and Coca-Cola. Is that cola? Or cocoa. That's cocoa.
No, we will not have cocoa.
It will be hot chocolate.
It will be hot chocolate. And we'll get rid
of it. Okay.
And come in your Christmas pajamas if you...
Okay. I thought there for a minute I was like Paul. I had an infirmity. I couldn't read. Anyway.
It says it's for the youth, but anybody is welcome.
Anybody can come have some hot cocoa or hot chocolate or whatever.
Not okay.
That's right. Okay, decorating Christmas cookies, that sounds like a fun deal, and crafts and games, okay? Lottie Moon Christmas Offering, let's remember the Lottie Moon Christmas Offering. It continues on this month, and we're making some progress, but we got a long ways to go, okay? Call conference December the 28th, there will be a call conference on December 28th to discuss voting on two new members two new members of the stewardship committee and updates from the building and grounds. So please be here for that too. Okay, December 31st. We talked about in council last Sunday that this might be a good idea. So we're going to see if you think it's a good idea. New Year's Eve, dinner, and a movie. We've not done this in a while. We used to do it and have a good time doing it. Now, no one ever stayed. This is New Year's Eve, and Jeff and I talked about this. I don't believe anyone ever stayed to midnight. I don't believe we ever ushered it in. Yeah, 10 o'clock, people were snoozing, and in bed probably all. So, but anyway, stay as long as you want. That's what we're saying here. And so, but if you would like to do this, and if you think it's a good idea, good time fellowship, we got a sign-up sheet out here, so sign it up and let's see what we got. And that way we'll get some idea if we're going to go ahead and do it. Yeah, yeah.
Also, if you've got a good idea for a movie or a suggestion, please give it to me and Leonard, and we'll figure out what we're
going to
do.
I don't go to movies anymore. Last movie I think I saw was Angel in My Pocket with Andy Griffith. So I got to tell you, I'm a stay-home guy almost, and when I can. But anyway, so if anybody's got a movie, please, good idea, Jeff. Bring it on. Okay? Anyone else on this? Okay. So your votes will get it done. If you like it, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Any message, any announcements I have overlooked? Any announcements I need to make?
Christmas cards.
Ah, thank you. I can always depend on you. You know that. Christmas cards. Christmas cards. If you haven't got them in, you're late, right? Or no, not late. Tuesday, Wednesday.
We'd prefer to have them tonight, right?
Yeah. Okay.
By Tuesday, the latest.
Tuesday, latest on your Christmas cards, okay? And remember, when you do that, there's a little church sitting there, and you spend the money that you would have put on stamps, just put a donation in that church, and that money will go right to the Lottie Moon. So, and it's been working for a long time. It works really, really great, okay? Yes, ma'am. Miss Rosina.
Well, I would like to tell all the ladies that are coming to help us separate the Christmas cards on Tuesday at 10 a.m. We will come in the back door. We're not going to be downstairs in the fellowship hall. So again, just come in the back door back here.
Okay.
That's to separate the Christmas cards for next Sunday.
Okay. Everybody, did everybody here understand? Okay. All right, thank you, Ms. Rosina. Anyone else? All right, then let's go to our prayer request. And I have a few that I want to share with you that I have already. But the Jim's brother's granddaughter has passed away.
Excuse me? Father.
Okay. Okay, and we need to be mindful of the Waldron family. Let's keep that family in our mind. Let's remember Donna, if you would, please. She's going through a series of tests, and she's had some problems and issues, and so we will not know until we hear from all the tests. So keep her in your prayers as well. Let's pray for the children's program. Let's pray for our Christmas program that will be done tonight. It's going to be, I know that the directors have put a lot of time in it and a lot of energy in it. The kids have put a lot of time and energy in it. And I appreciate all of that. I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to being here with that. But let's keep them in our prayers. Are there anyone else this morning? Yeah, Robert.
The family of Bonnie Aldridge.
Bonnie Aldridge, okay.
That's Buddy Aldridge's wife, passed away.
All right. Are there others? Thank you. Keith Anderson, okay.
Yes.
And I might go ahead and update you with Tammy, too. She's my daughter-in-law. She's at home, and she's doing great, but she's got a long ways to go with therapy. But, boy, when the first time I saw her until now, what a miracle. What a miracle God has performed there. So we give God the glory for all of that. But she does have a long ways to go yet before she can be up walking and do all the things that she's accustomed to. Are the others? Yes.
Let me give an update on our daughter-in-law.
Okay, yes, do.
She
mm-hmm. just cannot detect any.
Good, so wonderful.
Just praying that this spot on her lungs will clear up.
Right.
But she's right. working and doing.
That's Kim, can. Right? You were talking. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there are the others. Yes, Kenny. Okay. Are the others? Yes, Rita.
I understand that Ruxley, yep. Harvey, is sick, and you know, with the new baby, that's very fine times for healing. And
yes. Okay. All right. Let's remember little Ruxley. Or not? He's not really a little one anymore. He's going to be the man of the house for a while, isn't he? All right. Are the others?
Unspoken.
Unspoken, okay. All right, then let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come to you today, Lord, we come to you today and with thankful hearts. Lord, we've heard a lot of good news this morning with prayers that have been answered. We thank you for that. We pray, Lord, and continue to pray for the mercy that you have and the mercy you've already extended to us. And Lord, before I ask you for any more, Lord, I just want to say again, thank you for what you've done for us. Lord, we pray, Lord, now for the program that the children will be doing for Christmas tonight. We thank you for them and what they'll be willing to do and their leaders and the ones who have directed this, Lord, we thank you for them. Continue to bless them, we pray. And then, Lord, as we go through the list that we have, we don't want to forget, Lord, and we lift up the Waldron family. We pray for Donna, Lord. We ask, Lord, for healing for her. For the children's program tonight, as we've prayed, we pray for that. We pray for the Bonnie Aldridge family. Keith Anderson. We praise report for Tammy. And then, Lord, we pray for Janice's daughter-in-law, Kim. We lift her up to you, Lord, as she's still dealing with cancer. Lord, but we're so happy to hear the good news that you extended your mercy there, and we thank you for that. We praise with all the praise reports we've had, Lord, we thank you for it. And then, Lord, for little Ruxley Barbie, we pray for him, Lord. We know he's homesick this morning, and we pray for healing for him, if it be your precious will. As we go forward, Lord, in the service today, Lord, we ask a blessing upon the praise team who will come and sing for us today, Lord. We pray for them. Pray for Brother Ed as he comes and has the message for us today. And we lift all these blessings and all these requests up in your name, in your precious name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. All right, and now each Christmas, come on, praise team. Each Christmas we have some people who said, this is my favorite song. Would you do it for us? And I can always count on this one young lady. I call her young, and she is at heart. Aren't you, Eva Ann? Yes, you are. But Eva Ann always comes to us and says, look, I appreciate it if you could sing this song for Christmas for us. And we're going to do that for you. We're going to ask her a couple requests. And now, so if next Sunday you've got a special song and you want us to do it, Then we can do it. We'll get it done for you. We'll try to do it. But this is Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. And that's Eva Ann's favorite song. And so, page are we on? Number 14?
15.
I'll get the right page. And I wouldn't want to sing the wrong thing. I have done that before. And it sounds kind of weird. All right.
Hold on just a minute.
Go ahead.
We got to operate on this.
You got a bad stand over there? There you go. Somebody said in Sunday school this morning, if everything was perfect, we wouldn't need God.
Yeah.
And you know what? That'd be about true. We wouldn't ever go to him, would we? Yeah. Even that old stand over there needs to be taken care of.
We just lay hands on it.
We're going to be all right. Notice it's behaving itself now?
Yeah.
There we go. Beautiful Star of Bethlehem. Thank you. for this one too, if you like. Okay. We're going to sing one for Jim now. If you can bring up Silver Bells. And everybody, I want you to stand on this one and help us sing it. Silver Bells, you know the song.
City sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, waving smile after smile. And on every street corner you'll hear,
repeat now,
silver bells.
Thank y'all for the special music. Always good to be reminded. The Lord always makes a way to guide us. It was a star. It was the angels singing. Always makes a way. Do you ever stop to think that human beings, you and me, were born with somehow an innate sense of wanting stuff? I don't know which gene or chromosome it's on, but we're born wanting stuff. Now you think about it, that newborn baby that Leonard was just telling us about, that baby's wanting stuff. Wanted to be held. Wanted something to eat. And wanted a clean diaper. And if that baby doesn't get that, if it's a normal baby, it going to let you know, I need something. We're born wanting things. Now, as we grow, our wants change. Now, the older generation knows that years and years ago, we used to get the Sears Roebuck catalog. It's about yay thick. And man, how we looked to look. Like to look through there and think, man, I'd like to have that and that and that and that. And then along in the fall, we'd get the Christmas catalog. It wasn't as thick, but it was shinier and usually had a red cover of some kind. And I'm sure I spent at least mentally $1,000 of my mom and dad's money every year Not that they ever spent that much on me. I was lucky if they spent $50 on me. Probably more like 25. In fact, if you remember an old newsletter I wrote 4 years ago, one year I got a used radio that had batteries in it, and it was about yay big, and I carried it on my shoulder, and I thought I was something, and Daddy got it for me by swapping one of his coon dogs. And for him to love me enough to swap a coon dog for that radio, he must have loved me a lot that year. But we want things. You remember being 14 and wanting to be 16 so you could get your driver's license? Wanting to get out of college or wanting to get out of high school? Wanting to get maybe married and have a family? And then somehow or another, in the last, 10, 15 years, people started talking about a bucket list. All the things they wanted to do before they got too old or before they died. Places they wanted to go, things they wanted to do, places they wanted to see. Now, I don't know how far along you are on your bucket list, but those are wants. Now, honestly, my bucket list, the bottom dropped out when my wife died. I don't want to go anywhere because all the places I was going was places that she wanted to go. So I think about, I don't want to go there by myself. I don't want to go there by myself. But we want things. With that in mind, let's turn to Colossians 3 and see some admonition that Paul writes to his Colossian friends. Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Paul says, if you're a Christian, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, if you're on your way to heaven, if the Lord lives in your heart, he uses the word in verse 1, seek, and in verse 2, set. He says, focus your attention on spiritual, heavenly matters, not on earthly matters. By him saying that, he's saying, you and I have a choice. We can focus our attention wherever we desire. We can focus our attention on that which is most important to us. I mentioned Pam a minute ago. I dated a few girls before I connected with her, but once I connected with Pamela, my attention was zeroed in. My mind was set. And even though from time to time her mom would break us up and say, you can't date Ed till you date somebody else a few times, my mind was set on Pamela, and it was set on Pamela for 60 years. I mean, you think about driving back 60 years ago, the roads were not nearly as crowded as they were, and 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to Spartanburg to pick peaches, or I'm going to Columbia to the farmer's market. Long, lonely roads. Where's my mind? My last date or my next date? How soon I could go to her house? My mind was set. But greater than that, my mind was set on what is God's will for me. What does God want Ed Louder to be doing for the rest of his life? Now, Pamela was important, but God was more important. What is God's will? How can I please him? How can I serve him? Now, work and college and dating and everything else were of lesser importance than what is the will of God. And if you remember the newsletter I wrote right after she passed away, I said, that's back in the days you never locked the church. And if it's a pretty day, sun shining, you know, especially spring, summer, many a time the two of us would go to West Albemarle Church, and for some reason we always got down on this side of the church at the altar and prayed, God, what's your will? God, show us your will. Lord, let us know your will. What is your plan for our life? Paul says, set your affection. Set your love. Set your desire. Not that you can't want things. I mean, you know, wanting your driver's license or wanting to get married. Those are all good. But the uplifted goal is on spiritual things, on things above, not on things on the earth. Now, that's an echo of what Jesus told us in the Sermon on the Mount. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. And we see what Jesus said about it. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. If you've got money, you can put it in an IRA, you can put it in a CD, you can put it in the bank. You can put it in a fruit jar and dig a hole and bury it in the backyard. You can put it in the mattress. There's a lot of places you can put your money. Jesus talked about laying up treasures in heaven. And again, like, just like we set, we lay. It's a choice. You have a choice of what you're going to do with depositing treasures in heaven. Now, our first thought is money, and we'll deal with that. Are we tithing? Are we giving? Are we giving? Let me just ask you. We're coming to the end of the year. How much have you deposited financially in the Bank of Heaven this year? Through Barber's Grove Baptist Church or through other godly Christian ministries? Hey, now folks, buying Girl Scout cookies don't count. Now, I have nothing wrong with Girl Scout cookies. I bought a few bushel baskets full over my lifetime. But godly Christian ministries where they're either helping people and they're winning people to Jesus through your church and in other ways, are we laying up treasures in heaven? Secondly, we lay up treasures in heaven through our witness. We lay up treasures in heaven through our witness, through our ministry, through our serving. As I wrote about in the newsletter this week, we all have a place. We all have a ministry. Are we serving the Lord with what we can do? And there's no age limit. It thrills me to see these two young boys come down every week and take up the offering. I wasn't quite that young when they let me do it at West Albemarle and usually on Sunday nights. And I back in those days, if we got 75 cents, it was a good offering on Sunday night. But I thought we was taking up gold bars. I was so thrilled. Ministry. You never get too old. Read your newsletter next week. I won't tell you what it's going to say. You never get too old to serve the Lord with ministry. God's not done with us yet. I wish you could just understand how God has gifted you. God has placed you in situations that I'll never be in. You'll see people next week that I won't ever see in my lifetime. Are you serving the Lord? Are you witnessing? Are you sharing? If we're focusing on heaven, our deposits will be there. Our focus will be on ministry as God makes us gives us opportunity. But you know, there's a third way that you lay up treasures in heaven. We were talking about it Wednesday night in Bible study, and that's through your prayer life. That's through your prayer life. There's a very interesting couple of places in the book of Revelation where it says the angels pour out upon the altar of heaven an incense, and it says, which are the prayers of God's saints. The prayers of God's saints. Picture it any way you want to. But I have a preacher friend that says, you know, he just sort of imagines in heaven there's this wall of shelves. And on these walls of shelves, there's these bowls. In the King James, it says vials, V-I-A-L-S, or it can be bowls of the prayers of the people. There's Ed's prayers and Leonard's prayers and Robert's prayers and Kenny's prayers and all of our prayers on those shelves of heaven. You think how many people you've prayed for over the years, lost people, hurting people. How much have you prayed over the nation? How much have you prayed over the lost people across the world? How much have you prayed for yourself? How much have you prayed for your family? It says, the Lord offers those prayers, or the angels offer those prayers at the incense altar of heaven. You're a saint. You're a child of God. You lay up treasures in heaven every time you pray. Now, if you're praying sincerely and honestly, sometimes you think, I don't know whether that prayer accomplished anything or not. God thinks enough of your prayers that he collects them. He puts them in a special bowl and he stores them in heaven, and at the appropriate time, they're poured out as incense and worship at his throne. You can lay up treasure with your giving. You can lay up treasure with your witness. You can lay up treasure with your prayers. Let's look at one more. Matthew 16. Matthew 16. We start at verse 24 because we used that a couple of weeks ago for the newsletter. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. That's a sobering thought. What is a man profit if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul. What does it matter what you have if you die without Jesus? What does it matter? A 100 years from now, depending on a lot of things, these little toddlers that went through here may still be living, but most of us won't be. Unless some major medical breakthrough, 100 years from now, most of us won't be living. Let me ask you, seriously think about this. 100 years from now, will it matter whether you drove a Rolls Royce or rode a mule or walked? 100 years from now, will it matter whether you lived in a mansion with 25 rooms, 12 bathrooms, and had servants, or lived in a tent and ate at the homeless shelter? 100 years from now, will it matter whether you were man of the year, woman of the year, and two or three Hall of Fames for this, that, or other, or whether nobody knows your name? 100 years from now, will it matter whether they had to bury you in a cardboard box, or whether you left an estate that was so big that your descendants argued over it and fought over it and sued each other over it for the next dozen years? You know, 100 years from now, the only thing's going to matter, did you die with Jesus in your heart? Everything else is irrelevant. Everything else doesn't matter. Do I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior? Do we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior? That's the only thing that's going to matter in eternity. Now, we're going to get reward based on the life that we lived, on the treasures that we laid up. But the bottom line is, what shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul? I see it, you know, from time to time in my news that, oh, this person's got upteen millions, and this has got upteen billions, and this has got that and that. And I think, but do they know Jesus? Jesus tells the story of a rich man who died and woke up in torment. And he says, oh man, I'd just like to have one drop of water. One drop of water. He never made preparation for eternity. And that's all that matters. Paul begins with saying, set your affection in the right place. The angels came and sang, glory to God in the highest, good news, a Savior is born. But that's still good news if we know it, if we receive it, if we share Him. That's still good news. But if we, like the people of a lot of the people of the New Testament day, we reject Him, we're forever lost. Forever lost. And it's not just us gathered here this morning. It's people all around us. Do they know Jesus? 100 years from now, that's all that's going to matter. Where our treasure is. Is it in heaven? You know, it's just great to have a bucket list. If you want to go see the Grand Canyon, if you want to go to Hilton Head, or if you want to go to the Amish country or wherever you want to go, there's nothing wrong with that. But the important thing is our top priority should be Jesus. Our top priority should be Jesus. That's the whole message of Christmas. The top priority is Jesus. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes for just a moment? Before we sing, I want you to seriously think about this. Do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Are you ready to step into glory at any moment, knowing I'm saved for all of eternity? If you've never received Jesus Christ or you're not sure about that salvation, you need to respond to the invitation. There may be other decisions that the Lord would want you to make. Maybe you know somebody that's got their sight set on the wrong thing. You need to come to the altar and pray for them, that they'll get their heart and mind and their vision and their focus and the right thing. They may gain it all, but without Jesus, they've lost it all. Would you stand as Leonard leads us in a hymn of invitation?
We all stand, please.
Sure, back here at 6 o'clock tonight for the children's program. Pick up a treat bag as you go out the door, whether you go out this door or out this one. Now may the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, the Lord be gracious to you, the Lord give you peace and joy and a fresh love for him. In Jesus' name, amen.